Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome, welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Everyone's heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls. The oldest fragments of scripture proves that no one's tampered with the word of God, but they haven't heard about the scriptures that are older, 400 years older than the Dead Sea Scrolls. They found the only prayer in the Bible that God Himself wrote. And it's 400 years older than the Dead Sea Scrolls. And we have just gotten the revelation from the Spirit of God on this scripture. Why now? Because we have had a move of God's Spirit where we had revelation of the Holy Spirit. We have had moves of God's Spirit where we've had revelations of the name and power and authority of Jesus. But you know what the last move of God's Spirit is going to be? A revelation of Father God that is going to be so powerful. It's going to be life from the dead, resurrection power. And my guest wants to tell you this scripture and the revelation.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, there's always, Warren Marcus, a chemistry when two Jewish believers of the Messiah get together. I believe on this show, there will be an explosion of the glory or the manifest presence of God like no show we've ever had. I want you to come along for that ride. Now, at 5 years of age, God started dealing with you. What happened?
I was frightened of lightning and thunder, and I came running into my house. My friend had told me that lightning could kill you. So I come running in, screaming, crying. My sister, agnostic Jewish sister, she picks me up and says, "What's wrong?" I said, "It's lightning, it could kill me." And she just said, "It won't hurt you, God will protect you." I'm saying, "God, who's God?" "Well, you can't see him, but he lives in a place called heaven, yet he's everywhere, he's always with you." I said, "Is he in my room at night when it's dark?" She says, "Yes, he's there too." Well, I got more frightened of this entity named God than I was of the lightning. But I had this dream, Sid, and it was a most incredible dream. I was in heaven, and it was lightning and thunder. I was so frightened. And yet, in the distance, I saw the clouds part, and there was beautiful golden light. It was the Shekinah. I didn't realize it till later in life. And these beams of colorful beams came out from the Shekinah towards me, and I was being pulled in and drawn into that light, and I could feel this peace. I mean, I could feel it now. I could feel the glory now as I'm telling you this. It was so powerful. But then I heard a voice inside me and all around me, the most beautiful voice, Sid, I've ever heard to this day. And he said, "Do not be afraid. I am your friend. I will never hurt you." And this dream impacted me. You know, a moment in the glory can change your life forever. But what if you could have moment by moment by moment in the glory? So I woke up from that dream. I tried to tell my mother about it. I told my father. I saw God. They go, "What do you mean you saw God?" In my dream, they thought I was Meshuggah.
And then, of all things, he goes to a movie, The Ten Commandments.
I'm sitting in that theater, and I'm watching our people, Israel, being delivered from the slavery of Pharaoh. I'm seeing 10 plagues upon the people. I'm seeing the Red Sea parting. And then, but here's the thing. When I saw Moses on Mount Sinai and the Ten Commandments being written by God's finger, instantly it was like being in that dream again. I kept remembering the words he says, "Do not be afraid. I am your friend. I will never hurt you." And I said, that's my God. That's the one that's on my side. But I still had a yearning to say, how can I see you again? How can I talk with you again? How can I know you again?
God heard that prayer. It's been a lifetime pursuit for Warren Marcus. And Warren, there was a street preacher that wouldn't leave you alone and you wouldn't leave him alone. And at 21, you finally said a prayer to make Jesus your Messiah and Lord.
And the Son of the living God.
Then you proceeded. Still, you wanted to know more about God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one true God. But one day, something happened to answer that prayer. You got a phone call from a friend in Israel.
Oh, yeah, Rick Amato called me, and he's at the site where the pendant was discovered. This pendant was discovered. And this ancient pendant, and he was so overwhelmed. He was weeping on the phone, and I'm going, what's going on with you, Rick, you know? And he said, this pendant is 400 years older than the Dead Sea Scrolls, what's etched into it in the ancient Paleo-Hebrew. And he said, it's that prayer in Numbers 6. And he said, when it was prayed over me in Hebrew, I could feel like honey, oil being dripped from my head to my feet. Warren, my life has changed. His name is upon me. And I went, what is he talking about? You know, but what happened was it said to me as I started looking at this, I said, there's got to be something about this prayer. For my friend to be so affected, this Gentile's reading the Old Testament and I'm a Jew, why am I being affected? I've had that prayer said over me by other people. I've had that prayer pronounced over me.
I've had it prayed over me many times.
Right. It's a beautiful prayer. Maybe I should just share it. It's Numbers 6:24. It's a simple prayer you can find on your Bibles. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now, that's a beautiful prayer. But I didn't have the experience that here my friend Rick Amato's having. And I'm saying, how can I have that experience? Especially me, you know, I'm already cognizant of the fact that God is real from my childhood dream, from Ten Commandments where I saw him on Mount Sinai, this thing that I felt. Even when I received Yeshua, I could sense Yeshua personally. But the Father, I knew about the Father, but I didn't know him.
But you know what? There's one more line after that prayer. And God says, he will put his name upon those that say this prayer. And in the Hebrew, my understanding is he will put his presence upon you. When God put his presence on the Jewish people for 40 years in the desert, what did that mean as far as blessings?
They're in the desert and they're receiving this incredible favor. They're receiving angelic protection. They have provision. Manna, quail. When they got tired of eating manna burgers, they got quail. You know, the rock was hit. Water was provided in the middle of the desert to feed their flocks. They received incredible health. And also, what was incredible, for 40 years, their shoes and clothes never wore out. You imagine the cleaning bills you could save, not having to buy new wardrobe.
But you know, I'm wondering, there's no medicine. No stores to go to. It was a barren desert.
Desert.
So having the name of God on the Jewish people under the old covenant resulted in those blessings. There wasn't one feeble, one sick among them. How much greater having the presence of God after your sins have been atoned for? Now, the oldest fragment of scripture that we have in creation, 400 years older than the Dead Sea Scrolls, is a scripture from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 24 to 26. When you started reading this, you know what happened to your friend in Israel? He just came undone. He had an encounter with the living God. So Warren thinks, I'm Jewish, he's Gentile, I should have it even more. So what happened to you?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. It was a beautiful
prayer.
What
are you doing here on my show?
It's a beautiful prayer, but it didn't do anything for me. So I'm going, what is wrong with me? I remembered one thing. He said it was prayed over him in the Hebrew. What is it? So I said, maybe we're missing something in the translation. Maybe the Hebrew has something there that we're missing.
You made a decision.
Right.
That there is something powerful on that scripture, but you didn't know how to get that power out.
Right.
That's what you're talking about.
Right. Because the Hebrew has much more meaning to each word, like the words bless you, keep you. All of these words are very abstract in the English. Bless, keep, shine my face upon you. What does that really mean? When you get into it explodes. The meaning of many shades of meaning of the word shalom. All of these have incredible meaning. And so as I started looking at this, the Hebrew contains the fullness of what the blessing is and what the word should say from God. But the English has only a portion.
So you get the revelation of the Hebrew, and then what?
Well, as I started understanding this more and more, and as I started praying it over myself, there was an incredible thing that I started to experience. I mean, I really did start experiencing the glory, the same glory as a little boy that I was in the clouds in heaven, and I saw the glory, the Shekinah glory of the Father. Same thing like in the Ten Commandments as a little boy that I sensed. It was just this powerful thing that happened to me.
And then you had an encounter with the face of God.
Yes. As I started saying this prayer over myself, I was in between sleep and waking up, and all of a sudden, I sensed this face that was in front of me. I could see eyes, I could see mouth. All of a sudden, I felt the Father. I said, Father! And it was like a breath came to me, and it says in the Genesis that Jehovah God, it's the Father who knelt over Adam, who was clay, breathed into his nostrils.
Right.
And when he breathed, Adam came to life. Well, I felt this life come into me, this incredible thing. And I said, I don't want to ever lose that sense of that. I don't want to lose this. And I realized that it was the Father. I could have a relationship with Yeshua. I could have an experiential, supernatural relationship with the Holy Spirit. I can have a supernatural, experiential relationship with the Father. When you have access to the Father, He gives you an impartation of Himself. The word.
What does this mean to you? What difference did it make in your life?
What it's done is I understand exactly. My mind becomes singular because I'm in the Father. I'm in sync with Him and what His thoughts are. You know, and the other thing is, He gives me my assignments. I begin getting these ideas and various things for my work that I'm doing and various things. And then He shows me, here's how you accomplish it. Give this to this person. You do this one. You do that. Hold off on this one. It's amazing, Sid. It's totally transformed the way I live and brought this shalom, this peace upon me to be able to work, to achieve things that I never thought and dreamed I could in one day, every moment by moment experience with Him.
What is happening to people that you're teaching this to?
They're totally being transformed. There's people that have been healed. There's people who have sleep insomnia, totally gone. A woman had a child with a club foot. She began proclaiming the prayer, not me praying it over him. She proclaimed the prayer over her child, and the child didn't have to go for surgery. The foot was straightened out. I had another woman who needed, they were going to foreclose on her house, needed $20,000. A person walks up to her from her church and says, I feel led of the Lord to give you $20,000. She's continuing to walk in that type of provision that God has for her.
Well, when I see what God did for our Jewish people, 40 years in the desert, every need taken care of, I believe it's got to be better under the new covenant.
Definitely. One of the things that I found as a key, he said that you, Moses, can't pray this. There has to be a high priest that prays it over the people of Israel. So Aaron would pray it each time. And there was this thing when he would pray it, the glory, a little bit of the glory would come upon.
Do you realize, Warren, every time you say the word glory, it pops out. I'm not a seer. If I was a seer, I would see, That's what I would say. But I feel.
And I feel like there's people at home you're experiencing. But here's the thing. That priest only went in once a year into the Holy of Holies during Yom Kippur. That's the only time he met with the Father in his Shekinah. And then he would say that prayer, and look what the results of it were. But we have a high priest. Now, Yeshua himself, before he rose up, he became high priest after he died and rose again. He said this over his disciples. It said he lifted both hands. He said, tarry in Jerusalem till the promise of the Father comes. He then lifts his hands up and it says he blessed them. Well, we know the only Hebrew blessing that is said by a high priest is this prayer. But the key is that prayer is for us today. He wants to proclaim that prayer. When we say it in his name, in his person, it's him speaking it over.
Okay, Warren. You said that as the Holy Spirit taught you the keys, tell us some of the important keys for revelation of this particular passage.
Well, number one, we always must remember that this is the only prayer in the entire Bible that God himself wrote. Number two, that the Hebrew has a far deeper meaning. And when the Hebrew is pronounced over, that's really when I sense the impartation that comes upon people, because the fullness of meaning is revealed in the Hebrew. And the last point I would like to stress here, there's many more, is the fact that a high priest, the Jewish high priest, must pronounce it over you. We have a high priest. His name is Yeshua, Jesus. He's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the glory. And the fact of the matter is...
So you mean all those blessings occurred with a once-a-year thing by a human high priest? How much more by having the Messiah of Israel proclaim that over you? When we come back, would you pray that prayer with the understanding from the ancient Hebrew script as to what it really means? And then I want it sung over the people. There's something about singing it, and then I want it sung over you in Hebrew when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get this brand new revelatory book and two-part audio CD teaching, The Ancient Priestly Prayer of the Blessing by Warren Marcus. Included is this frameable scroll print of the newly discovered amplified Hebrew to English translation of the only prayer in the entire Bible that the God of Israel wrote himself. Through Warren's book, you will discover the supernatural power of the Hebrew language, find out that the Shekinah glory is the manifest presence of the Heavenly Father, clearly understand that when Aaron, the Jewish high priest, prayed God's divine prayer over the children of Israel in the wilderness, they received supernatural provision, food, perfect health, angelic protection. Even their clothes and shoes never wore out. Learn how you too can experience the same and even greater impartation than the children of Israel did. The prayer in your Bible is only a fraction of the fullness of meaning derived from the ancient Hebrew. Understand that your Heavenly Father is making himself available to you in a supernatural, intimate, and experiential way. Find out that Jesus himself, the high priest of the new covenant, prayed this divine prayer over his disciples as he ascended into heaven. Realize that Jesus, your high priest, is ready to pronounce this divine prayer over you. This revelatory book includes supernatural keys and questions throughout, which will help you apply what you learn. On this anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, you will hear this divine prayer pronounced over you by Warren Marcus in the amplified Hebrew to English translation, and you will receive your free copy of world-renowned Messianic worship leader Paul Wilmer singing the prayer in Hebrew over you. God's prayer of the blessing will help you experience the fullness of the impartation of God's sacred name and the Shekinah glory of the person of your Heavenly Father being placed upon you in a supernatural way. Don't miss out on getting this brand new revelatory book and two-part audio CD teaching, The Ancient Priestly Prayer of the Blessing by Warren Marcus. Included is this frameable scroll print of the newly discovered amplified Hebrew to English translation of the only prayer in the entire Bible that the God God of Israel wrote himself. You can't get this exclusive offer anywhere else. It's yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9525. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9525 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I commission Warren Marcus right now to pray with understanding this ancient, oldest fragment known to man from the Holy Scriptures, the only prayer prayed by God the Father himself that resulted in those spectacular blessings over you. And something supernatural is ready to happen.
It says in our English Bibles, the Lord bless you. But in the ancient Paleo Hebrew, here's what it really implies. May your heavenly Father, he who exists, kneel in front of you. The word Baruch means to kneel. He kneels in front of you, making himself available with his arms extended like a father kneeling before his child in order to minister and bestow comfort and gifts and promises. The word, and keep you, may your heavenly Father, he who exists, guard you with a hedge of thorny protection. This is his arms going around you in a divine embrace that will prevent Satan and all your enemies from harming your body, soul, mind, and spirit. What do you need? Deliverance? What do you need? Healing? It comes because you're in his presence. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Your heavenly Father, may he illuminate the wholeness of his being towards you, continually bringing you to order so that you will fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. And in our English Bibles, it says, and be gracious to you. I love this because this is the Father looking into your eyes, his smile of pleasure. This is where he's saying, I love you, my daughter. I love you, my son. I am well pleased in you. This is my favorite one. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The word in Hebrew is nasa. It means to lift up and carry you. So this is the Heavenly Father. He's lifting you up like a child, like a little son or daughter, and he's carrying you in his arms, supporting you with his divine embrace and his entire being. But now this is what you get out of that relationship. This is what he leaves you with and give you peace. What it means, shalom in the Hebrew, is much more than the absence of war, okay? It's may God, your heavenly Father, set in place all you need to be whole and complete so you could walk in victory moment by moment by the power of the Holy Spirit. May he give you supernatural health, supernatural peace, supernatural welfare, safety, soundness, tranquility, prosperity, perfection, fullness, rest, harmony, as well as the absence of agitation and discord. And now, this is where the impartation really comes. When the Hebrew is being sung over you, world-renowned messianic worship leader Paul Wilbur is going to sing it over you. And this is one of the most anointed things you will ever experience. Get ready.
In a moment, you will find out how you can get a free copy of the song you just heard. Messianic worship leader Paul Wilbur singing the priestly prayer of the blessing over you in Hebrew. Warren Marcus helps unlock the fullness of meaning from the ancient Hebrew of God's prayer of the blessing and unfolds the mystery of this end time revelation on how this prayer, written by God, will cause you to walk every day in supernatural health, divine provision, prosperity, angelic protection, and the power and authority to fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. Call now and get this brand new revelatory book and two-part audio CD teaching, The Ancient Priestly Prayer of the Blessing by Warren Marcus. Included is this frameable scroll print of the newly discovered Amplified Hebrew to English translation of the only prayer in the entire Bible that the God of Israel wrote himself. You can't get this exclusive offer anywhere else. It's yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9525. Through Warren's book, you will discover the supernatural power of the Hebrew language. Find out that the Shekinah glory is the manifest presence of the Heavenly Father. Clearly understand that when Aaron, the Jewish high priest, prayed God's divine prayer over the children of Israel in the wilderness for 40 years, they received supernatural provision, food, perfect health, angelic protection. Even their clothes and shoes never wore out. Learn how you too can experience the same and even greater impartation than the children of Israel did. Discover that the prayer in your Bible is only a fraction of the fullness of meaning derived from the ancient Hebrew. Understand that your Heavenly Father is making himself available to you in a supernatural, intimate, and experiential way never thought possible before. Find out that Jesus himself, the high priest of the new covenant, prayed this divine prayer over his disciples as he ascended into heaven. Realize that Jesus, your high priest, is ready to pronounce this divine prayer over you right now. This revelatory book includes supernatural keys and questions throughout, which will help you apply what you learn. On this anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, you will hear this divine prayer pronounced over you by Warren Marcus in the Amplified Hebrew to English translation, and you will receive your free copy of world-renowned Messianic worship leader Paul Wilbur singing the prayer in Hebrew over you.
This isn't just information. This is revelation. When you have the revelation of God the Father, we're going to start seeing creative miracles like the world has never seen before. I want to get into your hands these resources as soon as possible.
God's prayer of the blessing will help you experience the fullness of the impartation of God's sacred name and the Shekinah glory of the person of your Heavenly Father being placed upon you in a supernatural way. Don't miss out on getting this brand new revelatory book and two-part audio CD teaching, The Ancient Priestly Prayer of the Blessing by Warren Marcus. Included is this frameable scroll print of the newly discovered Amplified Hebrew to English translation of the only prayer in the entire Bible that the God of Israel wrote himself. You can't get this exclusive offer anywhere else. It's yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9525. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9525 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
I know you love hearing and learning about the supernatural. Well, I want to teach you how to access the supernatural. You were created to receive from God. I'm Ryan LaStrange. Join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth.